The issue of sexual assault on college campuses has become hard to avoid in the news in recent years. And oftentimes, those cases seem to be tied up with student athletes. There's this narrative that college athletes always seem to be the ones whose names are in the news for this. But is it true? How much more likely are athletes to be accused of sexual misconduct or domestic violence? That's the question that Paula Levine and ESPN's Outside the Lines team set out to answer in a nationwide investigation this year. They looked at all 53 public Power 5 schools and the 12 private power schools, but getting that information from universities was another story. Here's Levine via Skype with more.
We sent records requests to all the public Power 5 schools asking them for copies of Title IX complaints in which student athletes had been named as the respondent, because respondent is the term when you're accused in a complaint, of all these particular categories that pertain to sexual assault and domestic violence. And then later down the road, we sent informal requests to the private schools because they're not subject to open records laws, but we still wanted to, you know, try to appeal to their sense of civic duty, transparency, what have you, to see if they might play ball with us. And the initial response was, I think fewer than four schools responded back to the request that the students had sent in saying, okay, here's what we've got. And everybody else said no. And so after that, I went school by school, exchanging emails, talking to public records coordinators, talking to Title IX coordinators, talking to attorneys with the schools, arguing why, look, even if you're not going to give us the actual copies of the complaints, will you do the work to provide us the number? I know the law doesn't require you to do that part, but it would be in the best interest of transparency, and considering how universities are being judged on this issue right now, transparency is a big thing. It would look good for you to be transparent. I tried to make that argument. And it would also be a service to your students, to your faculty, to the athletes. And hey, if you haven't done this before, it's probably going to be a service to you.
Yeah. So overall, what kind of response did you get? How many schools ended up giving you the information you were after here?
So after a tremendous amount of cajoling and emailing and calling and pestering, we went from four schools to 32. And we ended up actually, we had one private school that gave us numbers on student athletes, and that was shockingly Baylor University, which had been under fire for the last several years for its handling of sexual assault complaints involving athletes.
Okay, so let's talk about the findings then. So some of the numbers on, from some of these schools, particularly the very large ones, not surprisingly, just seem really, really large. Tell us a little bit about what this looks like.
Well, so the overall finding was that college athletes were about three times more likely than other students to be accused of sexual misconduct or domestic violence, okay? And if you look at the overall average, it was about 6.3% of Title IX complaints against students included an athlete as the person being accused of wrongdoing. And that's a small percentage overall, but when you consider that athletes make up less than 2% of the student body, it's a big overrepresentation.
Yeah.
There were some differences with how schools provided us information. So for example, some schools gave us numbers based upon every single complaint that came in about a student or student athlete. Other schools had sort of a second step, right? They gave us numbers only in cases where those complaints led to an investigation. Some schools went even further and said, we're going to give you records based upon cases where we've actually charged somebody. And that was the case with Arizona State. They gave us records in which students and athletes were charged with misconduct related to relationship violence or sexual violence, non-consensual sexual contact. And they ended up with, there were a total of 297 of these complaints against students. And of those, seven were against athletes, and that was 2.4%. And then you compare that to 1% of the student body are athletes.
There,
so Arizona State's percentage was a little bit lower than the average, obviously, and just slightly more of an overrepresentation.
Right. And the University of Arizona said they basically declined to do the research here, right?
They provided us the total number of complaints against students, which was 87, but they did not provide the numbers with student athletes.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the schools where you saw the highest numbers.
So Oregon State had 15.8% of the complaints were against athletes, but they were for complaints that resulted in a formal investigation. Baylor was also one of the higher ones. Theirs was 14%. West Virginia was another one, 13.3%. West Virginia is an interesting case because they were one of the very first schools that responded to us and gave us exactly what we asked for. And we went back to them, you know, months later, and we said, hey, you know, this is what your percentage is. It's 13.3%. It's you know, quite a bit higher than how many athletes you have on campus. It's about 2%. And they said, you know, we track this data. They purposefully track this data. But they said, you know, we've never really looked at the discrepancy. So I think it's another good example of even schools that track this information, sort of prompting them to do something with this and see if this calls for a deeper dive.
Yeah. So what kinds of responses, other responses, have you gotten from universities? Have they said, you know, we will track this in the future now that we know, or are they going to make any policy changes based on what they found here?
I hope that comes from not just my correspondence with them, but from the reaction that we're getting from the story. I mean, if you look at the reaction on social media and the emails I've received, there's actually been less reaction from people to the numbers themselves. There's been some, especially with the ones that are higher. There's actually been more of a reaction from people who are saying, you know, why didn't my school provide any data? Like, this is uncalled for. Why didn't you respond to this? I think that's where you're going to see, where I hope we see some change. And I hope it comes from the fans and the alumni and the students and the parents, because they're the ones who should now be asking the question, why isn't my school in here?
Yeah. All right. Paula Levine is an investigative reporter for ESPN. Paula, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.